The first jab came from DFL-endorsed candidate Jerry Janicich, a state senator and Chisholm bar owner who lags far behind his three major primary opponents in fundraising. Janicich is the only one going to next week's Democratic National Convention in Los Angeles, and he set himself apart from his three millionaire opponents by joking about his campaign's relative poverty.
I'm going to go out there, I'm going to shake some hands. Who knows, maybe somebody will give me a $20 bill while I'm out there and I'll be able to keep up with everybody.
Janicich and attorney Mike Cerisi want to see full public funding for campaigns, while former state auditor Mark Dayton and businesswoman Rebecca Yanish support partial public funding. All say they back campaign finance reform. The four also agree that Congress needs to address high prescription drug costs. Janicich and Cerisi argued over whether a senator in the minority party can do much about the problem. Janicich says Democrats may have to support a Republican prescription drug plan for the sake of progress. Republicans want to cover drugs through the private sector, while Democrats want a Medicare drug benefit. Cerisi says giving in to a Republican plan would show a lack of leadership, and he cited several successful cases from his legal career that many observers said couldn't be won.
You couldn't get the Delcon shield off the market. You couldn't get the Copper 7 off the market. You couldn't take on tobacco. They're too powerful. Take what you can get and get out. A lot of people did that. That's not leadership. Leadership is taking
Michael,
on the... Let me finish,
this
Jerry.
This isn't
Hold
about
on.
Going to court.
Let me finish,
this
Jerry.
This is about trying
May
to
I finish?
Take care of... Go ahead.
All right, thank you. This is about leadership, about getting things done. People want
exactly.
a doer. Now, let me finish.
In the minority.
Let me finish, please. People want a doer to get things done.
Gary, but exchanges like that were in short supply, as the four candidates agreed on their opposition to the Republican plan to roll back the estate tax and the need to invest the nation's budget surplus in education, health care, and affordable housing. The four also agreed on the one thing they like about Republican Senator Rod Graham's term in office, his successful push for a $500 per child tax credit, although Dayton says it should be doubled. The candidates are starting to pick at each other's records. Cerisi questioned why Yanish takes credit for 4,000 affordable housing units in Minneapolis while heading the Minneapolis Community Development Agency, when 3,600 of them already existed before her tenure. Yanish says she made sure those units stayed affordable.
And that is the leadership I provided in Minneapolis. Those 3,600 units you refer to would be private market rate units at much higher rents if we had not intervened to ensure they continue to be affordable housing. That's very real.
Yanish also found her background under question by Dayton, who said the former single mother should support universal health care for all Americans, not just children.
You talk about growing up as a single mother without health insurance, but your proposals don't provide health insurance for single mothers. They provide them for the children. I'm talking about ensuring and providing health coverage for every American of any age.
I do want to get to the point where every single young mother wouldn't have to go through the pain I went through. But I think we have to set priorities here, and I think it is a matter of leadership, and I can assure you that when I stand on the floor of the U.S. Senate and bring the voice of advocacy for better health care coverage, it won't be from looking at polls or briefing books. It will be speaking from the heart and from my own experiences.
The debate over how to move toward universal health care does highlight a difference among the DFL candidates. Dayton is the only one who has said he wants immediate universal coverage. But in his latest television ad, Dayton appears to back off, saying, quote, it's time to move to affordable, quality health care for all Americans. Start by covering all children. Cerisi attacked Dayton for the apparent discrepancy. Dayton reiterated that he'd push for an employer health insurance mandate and for the federal government to immediately insure everyone else who falls through the cracks. The flap caused Janicich to joke that he's glad he doesn't have the money to run TV ads because they can get you in trouble. All kidding aside, the four Democrats know time is running out. Recent polls show many DFL primary voters are still undecided in the Senate race, and the candidates are likely to ratchet up their attacks on each other in the final month before the primary. I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.